Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Galatians 6, we were talking about churches that God calls dead, who are busy doing the wrong thing. Let's pick up right there today. Do your best to encourage any pastor, particularly if it's a younger pastor, to turn to the Lord totally, not the flesh, especially if you see him begin to learn the opposite direction. We are reminded of Revelation 3, verse 1 and verse 4, and unto the angel of the church at Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. This is really a prophecy of the local church, of the age in which we live. It's the local church age, Revelation 2 and 3. And they were active as far as the world and religion was concerned. They were active. And boy, it seemed like life. Everything's happening at that church. You know what God said? They're dead. They're dead. And God is right, not those men. Now, many people will not realize that until the judgment seat of Christ. But those who endure the marketers and the contemporary scorn will find that they walk with him in white. And Christ says they are worthy. They didn't compromise. You see, again, there's a difference. As 2 Corinthians 5:17, we're a new creation. Let us not build a church that fears to name sin. How do we call men to repent if they're not told? Modern education, modern religion today says sin is relative. Do not endorse that philosophy by watering down repentance, by watering down the preaching of the word as it is to men as they are. Again, we're not out to win the world. We are out to change the world through the preaching of the gospel of Christ and the call to his word and to his truth. So in verse 16 then, he says, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy upon the Israel of God. This rule of glorying in the cross, being crucified unto the world. A new creation, Christ, something that is holy. Walking according to this rule. You see, when we do, there's a request in this prayer for God's peace for them who walk according to that way, as well as mercy on the Israel of God. Oh, what a specific prayer request. What a specific prayer request. Having just finished verse 15 with a new creature, we must answer, well, what is a new creature? Well, Ephesians 2:10 says that we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. So it's not us choosing what we want to do for God. It's finding out what God wanted us to do and doing it. I've had people come to me and say, Pastor, I feel like I want to be a Sunday school teacher. I say, okay, I've got some second graders. We need a second grade Sunday school teacher. Well, no, you don't understand. I need to be teaching adults. And so they don't really have a heart for teaching the word as much as they have a heart for notoriety among men. And so, as a new creature, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, if we're going to do it rightly, then we are going to be in true holiness, as seen in Ephesians 4:22-24. Listen as I read that passage. That you put off concerning the former conversation, that is the former way you lived, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God, okay, the new man after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, when we say righteousness, think of obedience, purity, virtuous. Think of all of those things when you think of righteousness and true holiness. So the rule is walking in the Spirit, not the flesh, and not according to the Judaizers who glory in the flesh on a religious ground, as those using the flesh today, and they say, but we do it for souls. No, I don't like it, but we do it for souls. Well, even for souls does not justify the flesh. We must remember that in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, we see these words of the Holy Spirit. Thus saith the Lord, cursed. Now imagine, cursed. And it's God saying, cursed. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Now, flesh becomes your arm. We are parting from the Lord, whether you think you are or not. You're saying, well, I found a better way to do it. I'm more mature now. And the old way just doesn't work. Oh, well, if the old way is the Bible way, you better do it God's way. And so they make flesh their arm. Well, they say you got to do it this way. And the top religious markers say you have to do it that way. Some of these men are fundamental men now, or were fundamental, I think, but are fundamental in name only. They've copied the Rick Warrens and the others from the emerging church, the contemporary churches, and so forth. And now they are doing just like them. They just kind of toned it down. Don't get your ideas from them. You still have to go to the Word of God and do it God's will, God's way. Why? Because that is always the best way to do it. And so, again, they are saying, well, we're doing it to win souls. Well, that doesn't do it. That doesn't do it according to the Word of God. As a matter of fact, he says, even though your intentions may be good, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord searches the heart. He tries the reins to see, to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Where is that found? Same Jeremiah 17, verse 5, that said, cursed is every man that makes arm his flesh. And he says, he lets us know that it's going to be a part of a judgment. The judgment of God, the judgment seat of Christ. So what we see here then is a going away from the law as a means of salvation, which the law never was. It was to show us that we needed salvation. It was to show us that we needed a Savior. And so it was turning to Christ, as we see again back in Galatians 5:22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And oh, what a contrast that is to the works of the flesh that we saw back in verses 19 through 21, at least 17 works, and then it went beyond that to say, and such like. But one of the things that we've seen that seems to stand out mostly in these last days is lasciviousness. Turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, you know, it's important that I stress this, because I know the Scripture is teaching it. And without it, there's no hope for America, nor for many local churches, because judgment must begin at the house of God. That is why that we have the emphasis against the fleshly trends of today through the majority of local churches. And the Bible warned that this was a negative sign of the last days, as much as Israel being back in the land is a sign of the last days. And folks, what I'm just simply trying to say here is that, look, you're going to see in America before too long that it's going to be a hate crime to preach against sodomite marriage, you know, the sins of sodomy and so forth. And it'll be against the law. And I'm afraid there's too many preachers in our own areas and our own local churches that are going to be preaching safe sermons. You know, it's a dangerous thing that taking a stand and a preaching against the sin of the day may put us in jail, but it's a worse thing to preach such a safe message they won't put you in jail, because there's nothing that offends the politically correct, vile nature of this world today. We've got to decide where we're going to stand. Now, not only is peace prayed for these that will stand in the midst of the attacks of the religious who go away from the fundamentals of the faith, but also mercy. Because when it's really hot in the good fight of faith, we'll find that peace comes from God as we do the right thing. He gives peace. And as a result of His peace, even in the midst of trial, there's joy. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible stands.